Marty Lurie here with another great game in Giants franchise history. Fans, we're going to go back to August 2nd of 1959. The Pirates are in San Francisco. It's Seal Stadium. It's a Sunday, 22,653, there to see the Giants and the Pittsburgh Pirates go at it. The Giants are in a pennant race with the Dodgers and Milwaukee. Giants have a half-game lead over the Dodgers and a game lead over Milwaukee. But the big thing about this game, it's the first home run for number 44, and we're going to tell you about it. All right, the pitchers. Johnny Antonelli starts for the Giants, and Ron Klein, right-hander, starting for the Pittsburgh Pirates. Now, the Giants have won three in a row. They're going for their fourth win in a row since the debut of Willie McCovey. In his first game against the Phillies on July 30th, 1959, the Giants won the game 7-2. And Willie McCovey, as we know, and we play it every July 30th, went 4-for-4, two triples, and two singles, and every ball off the wall.
I arrived just in time to get to the ballpark and get dressed. Bill Rigney, who's the manager, he approached me and asked me how I feel. I said, oh, God, I feel great. He said, good, because you're in there and you're hitting third. You know whose position that is, so you know what we expect of you. So he moved Mays up to second that day and hit me third at Mays' spot.
All right, the Giants are going for a sweep of the Pirates. It is Sunday. It is Seal Stadium. Let's go through the lineups for you. Bob Skinner in left field, Dick Grote at short, Roberto Clemente in right, Dick Stewart, Dr. Strangelove at first base, Ramon Mejias in center field, Don Hoke, tough guy at third base, Bill Mazeroski at second, Smokey Burgess, yes, Smokey Burgess, the old smokehouse doing the catching, and Ron Klein is a starting pitcher for the Pittsburgh Pirates. For the Giants, Jackie Brandt in center field, Jim Davenport at third, McCovey at first, Mays in center, Kirkland in right, Darryl Spencer at second, Hobie Landreth doing the catching. Hi, Hobie. Eddie Brasseau at short, and Johnny Antonelli on the mound. All right, this is the way this one gets started. The Pirates in the fourth inning, Clemente draws a walk. Dick Stewart, a double, puts the Giants behind 1-0. Mejias gets a base hit. Dick Hoke, a base hit, makes it 2-0. And Bill Mazeroski on a fielder's choice drives in a run, and the Pirates up now 3-0 after the top half of the fourth inning. Bottom half of the fourth, Jackie Brandt pops out to second, Jim Davenport singles, and Willie McCovey comes up against Ron Klein, and Big Mac takes it out, the first home run of the Hall of Fame career of Willie McCovey, makes the score 3-2. Giants 6, Willie Kirkland doubles, Hobie Landreth singles to tie the game up 3-3. In the Giants 7th, Davenport draws a walk, a wild pitch sends him to second. Willie Mack strikes out, but picking him up is the great center fielder, the greatest of all time. Willie Mays a double to put the Giants up 4-3. In the Giants 8th, base hits by Hobie Landreth. Philippe Alou and Johnny Antonelli put the Giants up 5-3. In the 9th inning, Clemente flies to right. Dick Stewart, a ground ball down the short, and Ramon Mejias, a chopper to Jim Davenport. He throws him out, and the Giants sweep the Pittsburgh Pirates. They've won four in a row since the debut of Willie McCovey, and they beat the Pittsburgh Pirates 5-3. For Johnny Antonelli, 9 innings, a complete game. You just can imagine that today. He wouldn't be out there for the 9th inning. There'd be a closer in there. 9 innings, 6 hits, 3 runs, a walk, and 2 strikeouts. For Antonelli that year, 282 innings pitched, 17 complete games, 40 starts, and his record was 19-10. For the great Willie McCovey, Rookie of the Year in 1959, 52 games for Big Mac, 13 homers, 38 RBIs. That's a third of a season for this young man in 1959. For Willie, hit .354 on the year, .429 on base, and a .656 slugging, and many, many great years were ahead.
Willie Mack is coming up. Listen to the ovation for McCovey. Willie McCovey will bat for Nepper. Willie Mack getting a standing ovation here. He's out there on deck, and now starts the trek up to the plate. Listen to the roar for Willie McCovey. Now he's being announced. And another roar in response to the announcement. Up here with two men out, a runner at first, score tied. Swung on and hit in the empty alley and right center field. A base hit going all the way to the wall. Livingston sitting around third. He's coming home. There is the relay to Lopes. No throw. And the ball game is over. McCovey with a double and a run batted in. And the Giants have won it. The congratulations are all for McCovey. The Giants are mobbing Willie Mack, who delivered a double to drive in the winning run.
As this 1959 season ended up, the Dodgers and Braves ended up in a flat-footed tie. They had a playoff series, and the Dodgers won it, and the Dodgers went on to the World Series. Tremendous crowds in L.A. They played the Chicago White Sox, and they beat them in six games. So that's the way it ended up. August 2nd, 1959, it's a Sunday. As I said, Ron Klein, the starting pitcher for the Pirates, and Willie Mack took him out in the fourth inning for the first of his 521 major league home runs. What a great day in Giants franchise history. Marty Lurie here. See you next week with another great game in Giants franchise history.